Now, sir, China's foreign ministry spokesman says that Beijing has had stern words with Washington after a U.S. Navy ship sailed through the contested South China Sea.
中方坚决反对。
China firmly opposes the relevant actions of the U.S. and urges the U.S. to immediately stop such provocative actions that violate China's sovereignty and threaten China's security.
Geng Shuang says the U.S. warship USS Chancellorsville violated Chinese and international laws. The Chinese Army also says it has sent ships and planes to watch the ship and to warn it to leave. According to the U.S. Navy, the vessel sailed near the Paracel Islands on Monday to challenge what it called China's excessive maritime claims. China claims sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and accuses the United States of raising military tension with its presence in the region. Political analyst Adriel Cosanta joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Cosanta, welcome to the program. What are we looking at in this next episode in the saga of territorial disputes and the interference of the United States in that region when it comes to China?
Well, I think that this is, it makes perfect sense with regards to what is America doing at the moment, because we know that the main objective of the foreign policy makers in the United States is to contain China. I think that they are just testing the ground and see what will be the reaction from the China. Also, we have to bear in mind that quite recently, on November 20th, the Philippines and Chinese signed a memorandum of understanding in which says that they will coordinate together exploration of South China Sea in search for the gas and oil. I think that also it is somehow connected to what recently happened at Sea of Azov, with regards to the tensions between Ukraine and Russia, that the sea powers, America and Britain, are trying to push out and contain those who are, in their understanding, pose a threat to their business around the world. So it doesn't come as a surprise. We will see this sort of freedom of movement maneuvers much more in the coming months or coming years, because I would like to go back to what Professor John Mersheimer said a few years ago. In 2015, in December, he gave a spectacular lecture at the University of Krakow in Poland, and where the title of the lecture was "It is not the Putin, but the West, which is responsible for the disaster in Ukraine." But despite the fact of the title of this lecture, Professor Mersheimer also was addressing the question of South China Sea and the way how the realists in the United States. States perceive China and how they differentiate the threats for the security of the United States, where he pointed out that even though that in Europe we might see that the main, or we might see that the Russia is portrayed as the main enemy, we know that the U.S. is doing the pivot to China, South China Sea, in order to contain China, and we know that because of the trade wars, because of the other factors, cultural and civilizational factors, political factors, and economic factors, America will go extra miles in order to scare China from growing, from expanding, from taking up the United States' place on the international scene.
Political analyst Adriel Cosanta joining us from London. Thank you very much, sir.